Here's the Friday short for August 14th of 2026. A new Fox poll shows MAGA Republican and Trump regime rubber stamp Florida Mike Rogers holding a 4-point lead over the progressive Democratic nominee Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed in Michigan's U.S. Senate race. The margin of error is 3 points. Now, this one poll has many corporate establishment Democratic Party elitists and consultants and pundits freaking out and yelling that this one poll proves how we should have always backed the establishment's pick, Haley Stevens. Now, for her part, Haley Stevens is backing Dr. Abdul's campaign, as are many other Democrats who originally backed Stevens. But while establishment Democratic office holders are supporting Dr. Abdul, it didn't help that their attacks on Dr. Abdul during the primary race are now being used by the MAGA Republican machine. It didn't help that establishment Democrats refused to decry and denounce. Yeah, I thought we're all about denouncing, aren't we? How AIPAC posted lies after lies for months, including using unfounded claims that Dr. Abdul was a misogynist or is a misogynist. Those AIPAC and other pro-Israel PACs pushed a dog whistle, Muslim man bad message, and well, it's not shocking that it's now being used by the fascist MAGA Republican Party and its Epstein-class donor base. The Washington Monthly's Bill Scheer, who I talked about on here during the Monday Musing after he wrote an article telling Dr. Abdul to stop talking about Israel and AIPAC, claims that this one Fox News poll proves that Dr. Abdul must quickly pivot and do a strategic rethink. What? Stop talking about Israel and AIPAC, Bill? That's your brilliant strategy? Gas prices are over $4.30 in Michigan, and you think Michiganders are dumb enough to think that it's all happening on its own? And I'd just love to know how Florida Mike Rogers is going to keep standing by Trump's economy, keep standing by Trump's and Israel's war in Iran, which is leading to higher gas prices and fertilizer prices. And I'd love to know how Florida Mike is going to keep standing by Trump's tariffs and still somehow win in Michigan. What is going to be Florida Mike's pivot? Ah, that's right. You see, we haven't heard one bit from the corporate media or from all those political sages out there on how Florida Mike Rogers is going to have to pivot in order to win in Michigan. Have you? I haven't. Are you seeing Joe Scarborough on MS Now or Pennsylvania MAGA Democratic Senator John Fetterman or the Detroit News' Nolan Finley say anything about Florida Mike having to do some kind of strategic rethink? You won't. Why? Because Florida Mike Rogers will serve the corporate authoritarian's interest. That means he'll gladly push for the big tech bros and their data centers, which is exactly the Trump regime's policies to help big tech, which of course helped Dear Leader Trump. Florida Mike Rogers will represent the corporate interest just as he did working for tech companies during his time in Florida. And you better believe it, he will support flock cameras and the surveillance state just as he did when he was a congressman. Florida Mike Rogers will also serve at the behest and the interest of the Trump regime, and he will serve at protecting the billionaire pedophiles within the Epstein class. Florida Mike Rogers will also back the Iran war because he backs every war, just as he did with the Iran war, which cost the American taxpayer trillions of dollars. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm with Dr. Abdul. Those dollars are better spent here in America. In fact, it just sounds like that Florida Mike Rogers is hoping to become the next Lindsey Graham in the U.S. Senate. Is that what we want? Another Lindsey Graham? Florida Mike Rogers is the extreme one, and that's why, if you believe that poll, he garners almost 100% of MAGA Michigan voters. However, not all is gloom and doom here, because as Joel Cappelletti from the Associated Press tweeted this morning, a note as more ridiculous Michigan polling comes out. He says, nearly 600,000 more Democrats than Republicans voted in the primary despite a close GOP governor's race. That's right. And according to this one Fox News poll, since we're supposed to believe all the numbers, that poll says more Democrats by a 15-point margin are more enthused to vote than Republicans are to vote in this race and in this election. And by a 10-point margin, independents are more concerned with Florida Mike Rogers' ties to Dear Leader Trump. That's why, as Livingston County progressive and union activist Casey Helton said on our show this week, Dr. Abdul is the one who has the working class America First message.
Here in Michigan, we're going to become the real party of America First in that sense, in the good way, where we're putting our healthcare interests first, our children and their educations first. We're going to put workers' rights first. We're going to put money in people's pockets. Like Dr. Abdul says, those are going to become the issues that matter to people. And I think as we start seeing those results come out, some of the doubters. I sound like such a like a dual believer here, but I am. I really am. I think that we are going to see some changing tides in bringing more people power to the Senate in Michigan and to Congress.
And that's why it's time for the so-called centrist Democratic Party commentators and bedwetters to actually stop fighting progressives and maybe join in the fight for the working class and start taking the battle to Florida Mike Rogers. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials, subscribe to the show on YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon as well. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.